Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 4 says, "They which were not defiled were women, for they are virgin." And then the rest of that verse, "These are they which followeth the Lamb whithersoever he goeth." I hope you get that. Because they don't have a family, they don't have a wife, they don't have a child, they don't have any kids. They could go into all the world. Literally, we're going to find out later that look in verse number 6, that every nation and kindred and tongue and people, these 144,000 will go into all the world, and they will be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Now hold on to your britches here. I do not believe in speaking in tongues, okay? I can't hardly speak English, okay? But you know what I'm talking about, those unknown tongues. That's the gift that is done away with. But however, during the tribulation period, God will, we read in the book of Joel, the prophecy in the book of Joel, where these 144,000 will be given that gift, where they will be able to have these tongues that they can go into different parts of India or Africa or wherever, Thailand, these other little tribes that have never been reached the gospel. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tribes of people that's never heard the gospel because the people can't speak their language. Are you following? The Bibles haven't been printed in their language. God's going to give this 144,000 this gift that they could go and they'll be protected. Nobody can harm them. Are y'all following? There's a lot going on here. That they can go wherever the Lamb tells them to go. We'll get to this other part a little bit. This is, "They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb." This is where I want to spend the rest of the morning, with this thing about first fruits. I have that circled in my Bible, this thing about first fruits. They are separated unto God. They're redeemed. They were purchased. But this 144,000, they were sealed. In other words, they could not die. They lived through the tribulation in their physical bodies. Are you following? I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you just to follow it. And by the time I'm done, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you've been wrong before. Okay. They've been sealed. They go through the tribulation period. They are standing with Jesus Christ on Mount Zion. They survived the tribulation period. And he says, "These are the first fruits." Now, anytime there's something about first fruits, that means there's more to follow. First fruits is mentioned in the book of Exodus and the book of Leviticus, and we know about first fruits, the harvest of the first fruits. Matter of fact, I was going to talk about Ruth and time's getting away. Remember the gleanings in the field in the book of Ruth? There's parts of a harvest. There's first fruits, there's the main harvest, and then there's the gleanings. That's what we call the harvest, or if we want to refer to the resurrection. Okay, these will be the first fruits. In their physical bodies, they're going to live forever. They're never going to die. The first fruits. That means there must be some that follows them. Now, before we get into that one, let's back up to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. You don't have to turn there. But that great resurrection chapter, it talks about Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead, and he was the first fruits. Jesus Christ was the first of an order that of those who would follow him. Let me just put it simply. Jesus was the first to ever receive a glorified body. When Jesus rose from the grave, he received a glorified body. Lazarus, when he rose from the grave, he didn't receive a glorified body. Peter's mother, all these others that in the Old Testament, all these people who were raised from the dead, they did not receive a glorified body. However, Jesus of necessity must be the first to receive that glorified body. What it looks like, I don't know. I do know one day, book 1 John says, we're going to be like him. We're going to receive a new body. So I said all that to say this. Jesus Christ was the first fruits. Those who received he was the first who received the glorified body. Hold your place there and turn me to Matthew chapter number 20. I think it's 7. Yes, Matthew chapter 27. Jesus' death takes place in Matthew chapter number 27. Let's begin at verse number 51. At verse number 50, Jesus yielded up the ghost. Verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. When Jesus died, there was a great earthquake. The earthquake did quake, and the rocks rent, and that veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. You know what that meant. And then look at verse number 52. And the graves, because of the earthquake, they were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. And underline or circle this word, after his resurrection. It's very important to understand this. These believers who had been buried in Jerusalem, Jesus first came out of the tomb 3 days and three nights after he was, I'm one of these 70, we were talking about this, me and Kyle Foster yesterday. We were talking about this. I'm a 72-hour man. In other words, I believe, again, I don't want to be controversial, but it's totally impossible. Somebody asked me 2 weeks ago, are we going to celebrate Good Friday? I said, why are we celebrating Good Friday? Well, that's when Jesus was crucified. No, Jesus was not crucified on a Friday. You can no way put 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. If you put me on Mars, and I ain't going, you know, me on Mars, I ain't going there. Are you following? It ain't happening. Again, I don't want anybody to get mad at me. If you want to celebrate Good Friday, celebrate it. But listen, Jesus did not die on a Friday. That's Catholicism. That's roots in Catholicism. And they've just, Protestantism adopted that and all. God bless the people who do that, and I'm not fussing any of them because a lot of believers who do that, and I don't fuss. But you need to know the truth, okay? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Matter of fact, Sunday morning, I read it again this morning. I read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, he came out of the grave before the sun even come up. While it was yet dark, the ladies went to the tomb, and he was already gone before the sun come up. On the first day of the week, he was already gone. When did he rise from the dead? Now, I'm really going, and I know this is going on the radio, and I'm going to get some flack from this, and it goes out on the internet. Jesus Christ rose from the dead Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. Well, you're a Seventh-day Adventist. No, I'm not. Do you know when the first day of the week for the Jewish people are? We think of it as midnight, Saturday night. No. First day of the week for Jewish people is 6 o'clock Saturday evening. That's the first day of the week. Are you following? Let me give you a Bible for that. When God created the heaven and the earth, he said the evening and the morning were the first day. Notice he didn't say morning and evening. God said evening and morning. Are y'all mad at me? I hate to blow your theology, and Hollywood and all really has just all kinds of, you know, all the mess. Okay. Jesus came out of the grave 6 o'clock Saturday evening. He was in the grave 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. I'm really going to blow some of y'all away with this, and y'all are mad at me, I can tell. I'm just, and listen, if you don't believe Jesus died on a Friday, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. As long as you believe that Jesus died for your sins, whether it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it don't matter to me really in the big scheme of things. If you believe he died for your sins, you repent of your sins, you're going to heaven. But when you get to heaven, you're going to find out I was right. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, Jesus came out of the grave first. And then the Bible says in Matthew 27 that many of the saints that slept in the grave arose after his death. That's the first fruits. In other words, they received a glorified body. Jesus was that guarantee that more would come just like him. Are you following? The first fruits means just like that first fruit, it's a guarantee that there's more be just like me. So these people who were in the, can you imagine? They had a funeral for Uncle Joe or Aunt Sally or something just a month or so ago or a couple weeks earlier. And all of a sudden they come knock. What are you doing here, Uncle Joe? We buried you a month ago. Yeah, but I'm alive. I'm alive. Everything you heard about Jesus is true.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.